translator and Burmese language instructor. Humane, inhumane, humanitarian, humanize, humanist, subhuman. These are examples of English words derived from the root word human. In today's bite-sized Burmese, I'll introduce you to some punchy, colorful words and expressions related to the Burmese word for human, lu. So for the sake of humanity, I hope you stick around. Start with the phrase lu sande, lu sande. This is a compound phrase made up of lu for human and the verb sande. Sande means to be consistent with or to exhibit all the characteristics of something. For example, someone who usually wears traditional Burmese outfits, observes Burmese cultural norms, and speak in classic Burmese fashion might be described as Bama sande. Bama sande, to be quintessentially Burmese. Kit is the word for age or era, usually described the present time. So kis sande is to act and behave in line with the modern times, the present era, progressive, to be modernized, the opposite of old-fashioned. Old-fashioned will be she sande, to be consistent with old times. Back to lu sande. Since lu is human, lu sande means to be humane, to act human-like, to have the decency and kindness of a typical human being. The negative of that is the negative form, lu masambu. For example, if you see someone mistreating a small child or an animal, you might say tu lu masambu, he or she is not acting like a human being, not humane. Or tu lota lu masambu, his or her action is not human-like. Another phrase I want to introduce you to is lu domadobu. Quite literally, he can't fit into the jungle of humanity. But what it really means is he doesn't quite fit in social situations. He seems awkward. For example, 누가 English가마 표다토 아메리카마 루도마도예부. 누가 English가마 표다토 아메리카마 루도마도예부. Since he doesn't quite speak English well in America, he doesn't seem to have the courage to socialize. He doesn't venture out socially. Another similar expression that is slightly more negative in tone is luyamawembu. It means the person doesn't quite measure up, can't meet the general standard to fit in. For example, siboye lokama pasamashiyin luyamawembu. Siboye lokama pasamashiyin luyamawembu. In the world of economy and business, if you don't have money, you won't amount to much. You won't quite measure up. Now here comes something worse. Lumale kwe makan. People don't respect this person. Dogs don't fear this person. You might notice the phrase uses two negative verb clauses. Lumale, people don't respect. Kwe makan, dogs don't fear. It suggests a lack of power without the ability to command respect from the community in general. For example, a jingaro tu anashide. Aguro lumale kwe makan pinebi. A jingaro tu anashide. Aguro tu lumale kwe makan pinebi. Previously, he used to have authority, power, but now neither the people respect him nor the dogs fear him. You might recognize the word le as part of the verb leza, to respect. But how about ka? Well, ka in old days means to fear or to be intimidated by something or someone. Today we don't use it like that anymore. However, it's like ghosts or traces of it from the past. You can still recognize partially this word and this usage in phrases like pamama ka. Or makan leza, phrases that means disdain. for something more auspicious. Suppose you're announcing something publicly, like your engagement. You want everyone to be aware of it. Then you might describe it with the adverb clause, 루디신자. 루디신자. 루디 means the people know it. 신자 means the monks will hear about it. 신 in 신자, the second part of this expression refers to monks because in Burmese, monks are often called by the honorific 신 or 신, followed by their monastic names. For example, 신우옥드마, 신야니까, and so on. Here's an example of this phrase in a sentence. 저너루 세자라이타고 루디 신자 제냐바비 저너루 세자라이타고 루디 신자 제냐바비 meaning we have now publicly announced the fact that we have been engaged. Quite literally, you are announcing your engagement in such a way so that the people will know about it, the monks will hear about it. The monks don't really need to know about your love affairs, by the way. It's just a figure of speech, so don't feel the need to go knock on your neighborhood monastery doors. Ready for another phrase? Here we go. Ludanza. Ludanza. That means social class, as in class-oriented, high class, low class, middle class, and so on. The expression to discriminate based on social class or hierarchy is Ludanza kwejade. Ludanza kwejade. So if you're not in favor of this kind of behavior, that means to treat somebody differently based on the class they belong to, you would use a negative form of that in the command form. You might say Ludanza makwejane. Ludanza makwejane. Meaning don't treat people differently based on their social class. The last phrase I want to introduce you to is Lubao. Lubao. It's made up of the word lu in the possessive form, lu, and bao for framework. Here it's more appropriately translated as a sector or a limited area or a group. You might be familiar with the Burmese word thadana. Thadana. It's the Burmese version of the Sanskrit word sasana for religion or spiritual matter. So thadana bao. Thadana bao is the religious sector, the religious world. The Burmese word for law is ubade. Ubade. So ubade bao means the legal framework or within the legal profession. In that sense, lubao. Lubao is the human realm, human world, society. Here is an example sentence. Thu lubango sompi thadanabao. He said he wants to forsake the human society and join the religious order. Well, I think I should stop here before you get tired of humanity. Until next time, have fun learning Burmese. This is Kenneth Wong. Namatwime. See you later.